Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November the 13th. You're tuned to the Ideas Network, and what we want to know this hour is, what is the most important problem facing the nation? And why? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or 263-1890. Are you satisfied or not with the job President Bush is doing? Are you satisfied or not with the job Congress is doing? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm also wondering if perhaps the war in Iraq has taken somewhat of a backseat in terms of importance to you right now. Maybe you're more concerned about the economy or something else. We will welcome your thoughts and your questions as we talk about what we learned from some 401 Wisconsin residents randomly selected and polled in the fall 2007 Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey. We have been doing this Wisconsin survey with St. Norbert College for a very long time now to give us an idea where you stand on important issues so we can talk about those issues in our public affairs programming, like this program. Helping us with the survey each fall and each spring is Wendy Scattergood. She is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, and she is also our political analyst for the Wisconsin survey. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we will be talking about this survey this hour, next hour, and tomorrow during the first 2 hours. We're not going to go into all the nuts and bolts and methodology. We will post the frequently asked questions on our website. How does that sound, Wendy?
That sounds great.
We will, though. I guess maybe let's just suffice it to say we 401 Wisconsin residents were interviewed between October 30th and November 8th, and the survey has a margin of error of plus or minus 5%. Anything else?
Right, and it's a random telephone survey.
Yeah, and you have a cold just like I do.
Yeah.
And you have been up all night crunching all these numbers. I know, this is not fun, having a cold. So thanks very much for getting up early with us. So what do we think is the most important problem facing the nation?
Well, it's still Iraq. As you suggested, it has come down a little bit. Last time when we polled in the spring, it was actually at 42% of the people said it was the number one problem. So now going down to 25% is quite a dip. Whereas economy and jobs and health care have come up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And what do you attribute that to?
Well, I think when you look back to like fall 2004, we see also blips up in economy and healthcare in particular. So what I think is that we're looking at sort of an election blip, and that we're starting to talk about all these different issues as the presidential candidates are getting set for the primaries.
Yeah, and we don't think the country is going in the right direction, do we?
No. Mm-hmm. Only 22% said that they felt it was going in the right direction, and 72% felt it was going in the wrong direction. And that's the second lowest that we've found in the past several years, second only to what we found last spring at 21%. So we're still near the bottom. The highest that we've had was the spring of 2002 at 47% saying we were going in the right direction.
Yeah. So does that mean we're pretty depressed? And along those same lines, I suppose it's not surprising that we're not real fond of the jobs being done by either President Bush or Congress.
That's right. And we know that direction of the country is pretty highly correlated with presidential approval ratings. And right now, the president's approval rating in Wisconsin is 36%. And again, like we saw with the right direction, the low for us was 34% from last spring, and the high just after 9/11 at 93%.
Holy cow. Yeah. But I suppose with the margin of error, that 2% tick from 34% to 36% in terms of improvement isn't of all that much significance.
Right, it's not statistically significant, so yeah. It's basically in the same range that it was before.
Now, this is the one though I want to talk a little bit more about. Is it all the job performance of Congress is we think they're doing an even worse job than President Bush?
Right, even worse job. And that is only 1% said that they were very satisfied with the job that Congress is doing. 25% say that they're somewhat satisfied, though. So an approval rating of about 26%. So people are much less satisfied with Congress, which is typical, actually. People are not very confident about Congress as a whole, generally, although they tend to like their own particular members of Congress. But I went back and looked at where the sort of the national polls were looking at the approval ratings of Congress right when they started the new session, and it really was in the low 30s to begin with. So it hasn't dropped all that much from where it was. So it's not like we had all this optimism when the new Congress came in, and then you know it's dropped precipitously. It really hasn't. It's gone down in the national trends just a little bit. So we're pretty in line with what the national polls are saying.
Yeah. So this isn't, we're not going to throw all the bums out based on this poll result.
No. And that is because we have single member districts that people tend to like their own members of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to check weather and welcome calls and welcome in another political analyst for another perspective on our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll results, which we are beginning to release this hour. We are talking with Wendy Scattergood, our political analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. The question this hour, what is the most important problem facing the nation? Do you go along with the war in Iraq, healthcare, and the economy? What else? Anything to add about whether you think President Bush is doing a good job or not, or whether Congress is doing a good job or not? And what would a good job mean to you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Coming up after 7, more results from the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey. We'll take a look at who we like for president today. If the presidential primary were to be held today, who would you vote for? Either a Republican or a Democrat or someone else. We'll release the results of what the Wisconsin survey says about that in our next hour. But we're going to be talking about related issues this hour and what we believe is the most important problem facing the nation, the job we think the president is doing and the job we think Congress is doing. And we wonder what it is about that issue, what you would like to see happen with that issue, if it's the most important problem to you. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We have with us Wendy Scattergood, an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She is also the political analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey. And also joining us for an added perspective is Dennis Riley, a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Good morning, Professor Riley.
Morning.
So what do you take from this initial set of survey results and the most important problem we think is facing the nation today?
Well, several of the things that run through my mind are the same things that Wendy was talking about a moment ago. The drop in concern about Iraq, or putting it first, as opposed to other kinds of questions. The economy goes up a ways. Those are, in some sense, election bumps, as she's suggesting. I think the Iraq change may very well reflect frustration as much as anything else, that mm-hmm. some people are sort of saying, well, okay, it is getting better, and a lot of other people are saying, well, there's no point in focusing on it because nothing's going to happen until we have a new president, so I'm going to focus on some other kinds of questions. And, of course, Democratic candidates are making a serious effort to put health care and the economy up on the radar screen a little higher, because those are issues that favor the Democrats when elections come around, or at least normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of this is clearly us hearing the early discussions of the candidates, and some of it is just those are problems. Those are serious problems. We have to figure out what we're going to do about Iraq. We have to figure out what we're going to do about health care, both its cost and the amount of coverage. There are a lot of people nervous about the economy, and certainly they hear that every single day, that the subprime, you know, how many times a day do you hear subprime mortgage lending crisis and, you know, credit problems. And so we're kind of both thinking and just simply responding, reflecting what we're hearing.
Yeah. So did you say that you think that these survey results, as they stand, are good news for Democrats in the upcoming elections and bad news for Republicans?
In a sense, sure, in Wisconsin, because we are more focused on the questions that should normally redound to the Democrats' benefit, and we're not terribly focused on some of the things that the Republicans expect to be able to use. On the other hand, who takes the lesser focus on Iraq as good news? I mean, the Republicans certainly don't, I don't think, see focus on Iraq as good news. So for that to drop might be good for them and not so good for the Democrats. It's hard to say. That one's just a very hard read.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that, Professor Scattergood?
Well, I think when we look at what some of the, when we, how they vote and how they're going to vote for and what issues are important to them, we know that among Democrats, really, Iraq is still the number one issue, and I think national security and terrorism comes up a little bit more for Republicans. So as it goes down in importance, it looks like that actually is better for the Republicans.
Yeah. Anything on the list of most important problems facing the country today, besides the drop in concern, though it's still the number one issue with Iraq? Anything in there that's a lot different than past surveys when it comes to maybe an issue being added or dropping or going up?
Well, what I've added to the table is the immigration issue, and that is that it just wasn't on the radar screen at all prior to really fall 2006, and since then it's been fairly low. This year it came in at 4% of the people said immigration was the number one issue for them. So it's still relatively minor, but it's showing up now, whereas it didn't before. Within the economy, the devaluation of the dollar came up, which had not come up before, as well as our balance of trade. And those are issues that hadn't come up before. I think the increasing income disparity between the rich and the poor came up. It was a little bit more prominent than it normally is. And there is, somebody did mention about the private contractors in Iraq, which, of course, had not come up before.
Interesting. And the immigration issue, does it mainly register as people concerned about illegal immigration, or, you know, wanting to close the borders, or, I mean, do we know why they said immigration was the problem?
Most people did say that it was illegal immigration that was the problem. There were a couple other comments that were talking about other races and those kinds of sort of more racist comments, but most people just said illegal immigration was the biggest problem.
Yeah. We have some callers who want to voice their thoughts on the most important problem. Terry in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Terry. You're on the air.
Well, hi, Joy. Good morning to you and your esteemed guest. I'm happy to be with you.
I'm happy you called. What do you think is the most important problem?
Well, you know, I'm a Vietnam veteran. And for many, many years, I have noticed and spoke with a lot of young children with regard to disillusionment, and I run a flag park in Hallett, Wisconsin, between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and we actually have a flag raising where we put a soldier and a child together to actually hoist the flag, and the children are so surprised to see how young the soldiers are, and so we get a lot of feedback from kids. So my point is, my observation, is that the nuclear family is kind of falling off the radar screen. I heard that term from one of your guests. I think it's a very good term. So I would like to see more attention paid to how to sort of reintroduce nurturing somehow into the family while moms and dads are struggling like crazy to try to make ends meet.
All right, Terry, thank you very much for the call. Breakdown of the nuclear family, Professor Scattergood, did that register?
It did, actually. There were a number of people that talked about family life deterioration and that our children were the most important issue that we need to be addressing. And I coded those under morality issues, which came in at our number four problem at 8% of the people saying these were our most important things. A lot of people in this category also talked about sort of that, you know, we're losing our moral values and that we need to get back to those, but very prominent within that was this idea of family values and that we need to go back to that.
Yeah. Anything to add, Professor Riley?
Well, not very much. That is, sure, there's a major problem, I think, in some people's minds about the breakdown difficulties that are occurring for families. But Terry sort of slipped in a sense, the idea that some of that comes from the economic struggle,
yes,
of the contemporary middle class and slightly lower below middle class families, that the economic struggles they face spill over into the way in which families have to relate to one another, particularly with more hours being worked, without health insurance, with those kinds of problems. So he sort of put two things together, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you very much, Terry, for the call. Charlie in Minnesota. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. My name's Charlie Littell, and I live along the Mississippi River in Winona, Minnesota.
Well, welcome, Charlie.
Hi, good morning.
You can participate in this.
Okay, thank you. I'm traveling in Wisconsin today, so I feel like I'm a Wisconsinite. I have a few concerns that really take me off base at many times, and especially now when I'm in my middle 50s, I listen to elections when they come along, and it never seems to baffle me on how easily the American people get strayed off of real issues, and most of our elections are built on what are the gay rights, what are the health insurance problems that we have, and it never really gets down to the basics, it seems like, on are we heard when we elect presidents, especially the last two elections that we've had on, you wonder if our votes even counted. Everything gets dragged on and on what the war is going on, and which is very important, but I don't see the news or the media talking about the price of fuel that keeps rising in America, up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
And for me, as being a business person, it seems like our governments used to be elected for the people. Now our governments seem to be elected for the corporation.
Yeah, lots and of Charlie, I appreciate it. But so the most important problem facing the nation, you have a lot of them, but is there one that stands out for you?
Yes, it does. Is our governments elected for the people, or are they elected now for global corporations?
Yeah, all right. You know what? We only have 45 seconds before a news break. Professor Scattergood, did, distrust in government or corporate influence on government register at all?
It did, actually. Mm-hmm. I coded that under politics, and there was a number of people that mentioned that. That was our number six issue, coming in at 6%, and then that's followed by energy prices, as you mentioned, at number seven, with 5% saying that's the most important problem.
Yeah. We'll leave it there for now, and then we will check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue to welcome your calls. Answering the question, what is the most important problem facing the nation today, and why? And what do you want to see done about it? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Tuesday, November the 13th. And we are releasing the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll for the fall of 2007. We asked 401 state residents in our survey this time around about what is the most important problem facing the nation. And we asked about job performance of President Bush and Congress. And we asked, if the presidential primary were to be held today, who would you vote for? We were going to concentrate our 7 o'clock hour exclusively on the presidential results, but I'm figuring that it's kind of hard to talk about most important problems facing the nation and how this affects our vote in 2008 without releasing the results of the presidential race. So I'll open it up to your thoughts and questions about that as well during this half hour. If the presidential primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? What issues are important to your vote? And for that matter, are there various issues you want to know more about when it comes to the presidential candidates before you make your decision? Have you not made your decision because you don't know enough about the candidates yet? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We welcome your calls on all of those questions as we welcome back our guests, Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, also the political analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey. Good morning again, Wendy.
Good morning.
And also joining us, Dennis Riley, Professor of Political Science at UW Stevens Point. And good morning once again.
Good morning.
Let's let the cat out of the bag, Wendy Scattergood, and talk about what we found out when we asked if the presidential election were to be held today, who would Wisconsin be voting for, first off, on the Democratic side?
First, for Democrats, among Democrats and Republicans, 45% said that they would be voting for a Democrat versus 33% for Republicans. So the Democrats are a little bit ahead right now. Within the Democratic Party, looking at the primary, right now Hillary Clinton is our number one with 43% saying that they would vote for her if the primary were held today. Number two is Barack Obama coming in at 25%. Number three, John Edwards at 15%. Number four is tied with Bill Richardson and Dennis Kucinich at 2% each. And then Joe Biden and Chris Dodd with 1%. And nobody voted for Mike Gravel. And 9% of Democrats are not sure.
Not sure. Okay. And then on the Republican side?
On the Republican side, we have 32% for Rudy Giuliani. And then back in second place with 14% is Fred Thompson. Very close to that at number three, John McCain, 13%. Mike Huckabee at 11%, number four. Number five, Mitt Romney, 8%. Number six, Ron Paul. And nobody voted for Duncan Hunter or Tom Tancredo. And 12% are not sure among Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Then there were some who said they're either going to be voting independently or for a third party or they weren't sure. Then how did that break down?
Well, 9% said that they were going to be voting for an independent, and 12% said that they weren't sure whether they were going to vote for a Republican or a Democrat. So we prompted them in a separate question to say, ask them again, well, who would you vote for? Most of them, over half of them, still said they just weren't sure yet. Among independents, 11% of the independents said they actually will vote for Ron Paul. And another 6% for the Green Party. And then some mentioned Giuliani, Clinton, Edwards, Huckabee, McCain, but just a few votes on either side.
But we are, I guess, following the national polls to some extent with Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani as the front runners on the major party tickets.
Yeah, we're very close to what's going on with the national polls. We're really all of the front runners, and that is most of the national polls have Clinton in sort of the mid-40s, so we're a little bit lower there. They have Obama in second place in the kind of the low 20s, so we're a little bit higher there, and Edwards in third place. And again, we're a little bit higher with Obama and Edwards, a little bit lower with Hillary Clinton, but very, very similar. On the Republican side, again, Rudy is the front runner at the national. He's really in the high 20s, and we had him at 32%, so he's a little bit higher here. Fred Thompson, we have him in at 14% in the national polls. He's kind of in the high teens, so we're a little bit lower on Fred Thompson. McCain really has a wide range in the different national polls, and we're just right about in the middle. Same with Huckabee, we're right on with that, and we're a little bit lower with Romney. And Ron Paul, actually, the Libertarian part of the Republican Party, is running a little bit higher here in mm-hmm. Wisconsin than he is in the rest of the country.
There's more to talk about in that we asked what issues were important to the vote and such, but I want Professor Riley to chime in here. What strikes you about these poll results? Anything, Professor Riley?
Nothing very much, no, because they are so close to what's going on nationally, certainly within margins of error, so they seem like we're right in the mainstream. The only question that occurs to me is it going to make very much difference what we think by the time we get an opportunity to express it at the polls. We're all kind of not sure exactly how this new calendar is going to play out and whether these will be our choices and whether these will be national numbers or anything as we move all the way into February with so much action that will happen in January now in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, the Florida stuff being moved up. I mean, we're all sort of just unsure what will be the impact of a state like Wisconsin coming in mid-February with all the action crammed into January and then that big February 5th day.
Yeah. I'm wondering, Professor Riley, if based on the calendar as it stands right now, does it look like, especially on the Democratic side maybe, well, I don't know, on both sides, are these first two, Iowa and New Hampshire, really going to how significant, how important are they going to be? Will we already know who's going to be on the ticket on both sides after that?
I tend to think no, because February 5th is close enough, and there's so much action that'll take place that day, and in so many big states, that I don't think it's going to be settled before then. And what I wonder is if it's a mixed bag of results before that, and especially on that day, then it could be a wide open race because the negatives for Hillary Clinton are so high, as are the positives. She's love or hate her kind of candidate. And I suspect Giuliani, the more he's exposed, will have precisely the same kind of thing. A lot of people attracted to him, a lot of people repulsed by him. Consequently, I don't know if either one of them can really consolidate unless February 5th gives them a huge burst upward, and I don't know that it will. So I'm kind of anxious to see how this is going to play out, but it could all play out as it has sometimes in the past. It's all over by the time the people in New Hampshire have had their say.
Yeah.
So it's just, I really don't know.
Chuck in Endeavor joins us now. Hi, Chuck, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joy, to you and your great guests. It seems like the focus of the discussion has shifted somewhat from the number one problem facing America.
But that's all right. You can say what you think that is, and then if you have a presidential candidate that you think would address that problem, I think it kind of flows.
Okay. It's my belief, and I think something that's flying highly under the radar. I mean, the guests or the callers have had all, I think it's academic, which problem is the greatest, but I would have to say that it's the constitutional crisis that America faces today. We have a president that has signed, I think it's a record amount of signing statements, which basically means that he's signing a law which Congress has passed with his fingers crossed behind his back and a safety net saying that he will decide if he wants to follow that law or not, which puts him in a very imperial position. And another astounding revelation that came out that seems to have flown somewhat pretty much under the main media radar is the AT&T technician that came out last week who was in charge of connecting the secret room that the NSA maintains at AT&T headquarters or a facility of theirs. And while he didn't have a top secret clearance, he said that he knows that virtually Bush was fibbing about exactly what type of wiretapping was going on and limitations to it. He said that virtually all internet and telephone conversations were being recorded and that information accumulated because what he was connecting had no way to distinguish between foreign conversations, domestic conversations.
Well, Chuck, I appreciate that, but we're coming up on a weather break, and is there a candidate that you think would address these problems?
With that in mind, I guess that I would have to vote for Dennis Kucinich because I think that he isn't afraid of facing the issues, even if they're not exactly things people want to look at. Knowing that full well, he will never get the nomination. I will vote for whichever Democrat gets the nomination.
All right. Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll get our guests to react to that after this weather break, and we will welcome more calls from you on what you think the most important problems are facing the nation and what presidential candidate you think would best address those problems. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, and we'll continue talking about the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll in our next hour, focusing in more on the results on who we like for president and why. And in our next hour, we will also be welcoming in additional guests to react to the survey results, including Joe Winicky, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, and Reince Priebus, chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party. That's coming up in our next hour. We're talking right now with Wendy Scattergood, assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College, and Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point, about our survey results dealing with the most important problem facing the nation today, and who we think we will vote for if the presidential election were to be held today. And we're welcoming your calls on that, too. Our last caller said he thought the loss of our constitutional rights and things like eavesdropping and other problems topped his list. And Dennis Kucinich would be the candidate that he would vote for, though he also realized that Dennis Kucinich probably wouldn't get the nomination and would vote for whichever Democrat. Wendy Scattergood, how does that issue and candidate rank in our survey?
Well, in terms of the issue, there actually were a few people that did mention sort of abuse of power and that the Constitution was being undermined or non-adhered mm-hmm. to. And so that, and I don't remember that coming up. People will say President Bush is the problem, but they haven't actually come out and explicitly said that there's constitutional abuse. So we did see that a little bit in the survey itself. Dennis Kucinich is running at about 2% right now, which is a little bit higher than what he's usually getting, about 1% at the national level. But people who are for Kucinich generally tend to look at him as having the best ideas and that they feel like he's honest. So I think that's really reflective in what the caller was saying.
Yeah. Do you think, Professor Riley, that particular issue will be one that is going to, I don't know, be driving people to the polls?
I think it's awfully hard to make that into an issue. Most people, I think, believe that there has been a movement of power from the legislative branch to the executive branch in the 7 years of the Bush-Cheney administration. I think there's much question about that. And some people feel that it has been abused. But I don't know how you make an election issue out of that. The president's not going to be running. Rudy Giuliani will say, if he's the Republican nominee, I'm going to be tough just like President Bush. But I don't know that anybody knows what that means. And so institutional issues like who's got the real power,
yeah,
how far did they take it, are really hard to get on everybody's idea of what's supposed to be going on when we're fighting in Iraq, when we have 44 million uninsured. Those are the themes that are going to be repeated over and over again, not that the president abused his powers.
Yeah. Sean in Cumberland, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I think we need to put Congress, the White House, and all the policies on the back burner here for a little bit and go to the source. I don't know the exact numbers, and maybe your guests can help me out here, but the number of Americans that actually vote is shameful at best, I would say, and in my opinion, that's probably the single biggest problem facing the country right now.
Huh. Well, what about the voter apathy or voter turnout, Wendy Scattergood?
Actually, in the number one problem, it did not come up. It could be in people's second or third, but it didn't come up as their most important issue at all.
Yeah. What do you think, Professor Riley?
Well, among political scientists, it's always a very frustrating thing to think that not even half of us want to come out and have some impact on who leads the country. But it's been going on for an awfully long time, and it doesn't appear that much of anything's going to change it. We have some small blips upward, and younger people voted in greater numbers in Wisconsin in 2004 and 2006 than they have for quite a long time. But again, it's just, I don't think that's something that's going to capture people's attention. And if it does, what do? You try to get more people to vote. And both candidates will try to do that, but the strategy now is try to get your own folks to vote and see if you can keep the other folks from actually remembering there's an election that day.
Right. Wendy Scattergood, do we have any sense from the question when we asked, do you need to know more about the candidate's stances on issues or From our poll, do we have an indication whether voters in Wisconsin, I don't know, feel well-informed about the candidates and the stands they have?
Well, I think when we ask them what they would like in terms of more info and what's very important to them, actually health care came out as the number one issue, that they want more information from their candidates on 69%. So it was very important for them to have more information on health care.
Uh-huh.
And even their stances on Iraq, 65% came in and number two said that it was very important. National security and then Social Security, the economy, taxes, were all sort of the top issues that people said was very important. So with 69% of people saying it's very important to their vote to know more about health care from the candidates, I think that does say that they are hungry for information.
Yeah. Noah in Racine is with us now. Hi, Noah. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. If I were to vote today, I would vote for Sam Dukach.
I don't think I've heard a whole lot about him.
Well, he's my brother.
That's why maybe I haven't heard a lot about him.
Yeah. Well, he's a Marine for starters, and he's just not a Republican or a Democrat, and he has strong moral values. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, okay. your brother appreciates the shout-out, I think, Noah. Frank in Appleton is with us. Hi, Frank. You're on the air.
Morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to let you know that if I had to vote today, well, the field of candidates, I'd vote for Ron Paul, and I believe he'd distinguish himself as a true statesman versus a rank politician like the vast majority of the rest of the field. And he's demonstrated a solid grasp of the constitutional type of government we're supposed to have, instead of believing that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that can be molded into allowing you to pass any kind of law that you want.
Well, there we go. A vote for Ron Paul. He registered Wendy Scattergood, right?
Yeah, he got about 6% of the vote, which is, as I said, a little bit higher than what we're seeing at the national. And what's interesting, too, about Ron Paul, of course, among the Republicans, they're finding in him a libertarian that they don't find in the other candidates. And when I ran the vote choice versus presidential approval, 0% of Ron Paul's supporters approved of the job that the president is doing. 38% were somewhat dissatisfied, and 63% of Ron Paul's supporters were very dissatisfied with the job that the president is doing. So I think that's an indicator of what's going on with that part of the party, that they just don't feel like they're being represented.
Yeah, and this Ron Paul is hauling in some big bucks on the internet, some $4.5 million in one day for an event last week. And Professor Riley, I wonder if you have any thoughts on the appeal of Ron Paul, why he seems to be at least attracting money and volunteers and support.
Well, Wendy certainly has made the point that he's about the only one in the Republican race that represents any of that libertarian wing that is not social issues oriented, that wants a more of a balanced budget, a more restrained government. It doesn't seem to be happening anyplace else. And I find one of the things I find most interesting around here in Stevens Point, and especially around the campus, you won't see any signs for Mitt Romney. You won't see any signs for, you know, other candidates as well. But there are a lot of Ron Paul signs out. They appear to be more or less homemade, but they're out. And I know there's an active student organization supporting Ron Paul on our campus. And that's an indication, I think, that libertarian streak people really want to express. Now, not a lot of people, 6% is not a lot, but it's, you know, it's a lot more than Dennis Kucinich is getting or than Chris Dodd or Joe Biden,
right,
establishment Democrats are getting. So he's certainly struck a nerve with one set of people, and I think Wendy's identified them.
Cassandra in Beaver Dam is with us now. Hi.
Hi, Joy. Thank you first for having me on your show. I listen to you every single day on the way home from
work. Thank you.
I would just like to say that I think Bill Richardson is a great candidate. He has done wonderful things for his state in New Mexico, although I don't think he will win unless he gets on the ticket with Hillary. However, I think that he does great with health care, and that is my major issue. I have a single mom with three children, and I pay almost $300 a month.
Yeah.
For health care for my kids, and that's just outrageous.
And you find his health care plan superior to the others you know about?
He does. His state health care plan includes a lot more of the middle-income people, versus just the low income people, you know, people like myself that are teetering right on the edge of middle class, but not quite there yet.
Yeah, only a minute to go. Professor Scattergood, what about that?
Well, in Wisconsin, Bill Richardson came in at 2%. Most of the people that actually were supporters of Bill Richardson in the survey mentioned his foreign policy experience, but that he also had been a governor, and so it kind of gave him a really good experience. Most of the people who mentioned health care as their issue among the Democrats were Hillary Clinton supporters, actually.
Yeah. And Professor Riley, what about, did you think Richardson might end up on the ticket with Hillary Clinton? Just a guess.
Call. I think... if it weren't for, ironically, if it weren't for the past connection between Richardson and the Clintons, cabinet spots and the rest of it, it might be more likely, because he's ideal in the sense that here's a governor, has foreign policy experience, is Hispanic, you know, there's a whole range of reasons, but I wonder if it might not raise the specter of Clinton cronyism and you know, all that kind of stuff to put Richardson on the ticket.
Well, we will see. And I want to thank you both. Dennis Riley, thank you very much for joining us this hour.
It's always fun.
And Wendy Scattergood, we will talk to you some more in our next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College, and Dennis Riley, a Professor of Political Science at UW-Stevens Point. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.